We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast, and hope you're enjoying a beautiful day right here in beautiful Brevard County. So we're going to get this week started. Like we have been talking about over the past couple of broadcasts, we're hoping that everybody who is listening is joining us and praying for someone that God will enable them to share the good news of Jesus Christ with here in October of 2014. He said, "Go into all the world." So it is the will of God for us to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ. So as we start off today's program, can we just start off praying for them? God, right now, I just pray for these that you have laid upon our heart. God, those that you've died to save. And Father, I just pray that you would work in our hearts, that you would develop in us a heart of compassion, that you would give us eyes to see them as the objects of your affection, God. Lord, you are the lover of our soul. You are the lover of my soul. You are the lover of their soul. And I pray that you would order our steps. Give us words from the Holy Spirit that we would be able to communicate the love of Jesus in such a way that in October it would be harvest season, that there would be revival that takes place because of people coming to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this week, now that we've prayed for that, we have challenged our church, and that is the next step is to ask God to give us a word from God that we would be able to show them an act of kindness, that we would be able to meet a felt need that they may have in their life. And so as you begin to add that to your prayer here over this week, say, God, give me insight from heaven of a need that they have in their life that we can help meet that need and allow their eyes to be open to the good news of Jesus Christ. So tomorrow we will start in our prayers with that, and so you can be prepared for that. We do want to give a shout out to our sponsors that help make this radio broadcast possible. We have the individuals at Merit Assembly of God, several individuals that have made this radio broadcast part of their monthly giving. We also have some businesses. Bill Andriak with Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. We also have Jits Concrete if you need any outdoor work, 536-5804 if you have any concrete work or anything like that. I'm sorry, I'm a little choked up here this morning. And then our newest one is Wyrick Air, 632-9538. 632-9538 for any other air conditioning situations you might have. And also we want to give a shout out to Advanced Christian Training Schools. They meet at Merit Assembly of God on Tuesdays and have a free Bible school. It's a video Bible school, videos from various pastors and teachers and on a wide array of topics. And so if you would like further information about that, it meets in our fellowship hall, 633-0432, and again, they meet on Tuesdays. So thank you again to the sponsors, and we do want to let you know, tonight we would normally be our Women of Worth meeting. However, there is not a meeting there tonight. They have a ladies' conference this coming week, and we want you to know we value our ladies at Merit Assembly of God. We are... we want them to be women of valor, women of virtue, and we have made it possible for them to attend this conference this weekend. And I forget how many are going, close to a dozen different ladies. And you never know how one meeting could make an impact in somebody's life that could change a family for all of eternity. And so pray for our ladies this week as they go to the conference. We're going to return to Psalm 119 this morning. Psalm 119, the news over the last week that has altered the landscape of America once again. We need to realize that God wants Christians to be men and women of strength and not men and women that lack character or lack will. But we're praying that during this teaching in the month of October, that God would strengthen our hands, that he would strengthen our bodies, that he would strengthen our souls, that he would strengthen us for the attack. That he would strengthen us in every area of our life. And then we're going to conclude this teaching on another thing. And I'm going to save that one for a surprise there at the last. But I guarantee you, you won't want to miss it because it impacts everything. Any fathers who may be listening out there, any mothers who may be listening, that last teaching that we're going to have on becoming more than an overcomer and strengthening ourselves, it will make a major impact in your life and your family. It can alter your workplace. And so I hope that you will look forward to that. Psalm 119 is where we're going to return to. We started here on Friday, but we didn't get very far into the passage. So if you'll allow me to read verses 25 through 32 once again. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. So yesterday we had talked about my soul clings to the dust, revive me according to your word, verse number 25. And then we had gone into Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12 about how the word of God is quick and powerful, and it is designed by God to touch us in our body, our soul, and our spirit. And so I believe that whenever the word of God comes, we are equipped for every good work. And so beginning today at verse number 26, I've declared my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. And, you know, I've been impressed with Moses. You know, a lot of times we as Charismatics or Pentecostals tend to focus on the aspect that Moses had and the encounter with God where he said, show me your glory, show me your glory. And then God, you know, hit him in the cleft of the rock, covered him with his hand. And so Moses saw the backside of his presence. But that was all that Moses could handle physically. But before Moses said, show me your glory, he had another statement that he made to God. And that statement was this: God, teach me your ways. Teach me your ways. And so the way that we get separation in our mind, our will, and our emotions is we stop thinking the way that we used to, and we come to God and we say, God, teach me your statutes. Teach me your way. I will never forget the time that a person said to me, he said, the only person I know how to think like is me. I don't understand how other people think. And, you know, a lot of times that is what happens with unbelievers. Unbelievers are mystified. The scripture says they are bewildered because we do not participate in the same dissipations that they participate in. their mind can't comprehend. And I'll be honest with you, because of what God has done in my mind, the renewing of my mind, there are things that people do that are against the word of God, that are against the heart of God, and I am stupefied by it. I don't understand. My mind cannot grasp. And so that's why when I am desirous of sharing the gospel with those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I have to ask God, God, give me your heart, give me your eyes, give me your hands, give me your compassion, because God understands. He understands where they are at. He understands the key to their deliverance, and he understands the key to transforming their mind. Now, I will say this. If you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, but you did not ask him to change your way of thinking and renew your mind, you are probably in a state of a frustration spiritually, because you're part way in the process. You're not completed on the journey. God wants to bring us to a place of maturity. And so the psalmist here in Psalm 119 says, I've declared my ways and you answered me. And because of that, he says, now teach me your statutes. Verse number 27, make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. So it is one thing if I am actually communicating, if I'm talking, but here on the radio, I'm talking, but I don't have any way of grasping whether or not the people on the program that are listening to the program are actually understanding what I'm saying. A lot of time teachers just go through the information. They are, you know, that was the way that we were taught in school growing up, is this is the amount of information that I have to cover in this class period. And so if you get it, great. If you don't get it, you know, oh, well, you know, take it home, homework. Now, you know, I will be honest with you, as far as schoolwork goes, with so many different teaching aids that are available via YouTube and things like that, you and I ought to be able to come to an understanding of a principle. I'm not the world's greatest mechanic, but there have been times when I've had to work on my car, and I would log into YouTube what I was trying to do, and there's a video that comes up, and it shows me step by step what needs to be done. You know what? At that point in time, I can understand because I'm kind of a visual person. If you show me something, I understand it. If you just tell me something, I may not understand it. Well, God does not only want to communicate the information, he wants to make sure that you and I understand it. And so today, if there are things that you do not understand, then one of your prayers can be this: God, make me understand. Help me to understand. Whatever it is that I'm failing to get, just help me. Now, when I taught in Texas, I had one young lady. She was just a sweetheart of a girl. Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade was what I taught. And she just had the sweetest personality. And five subjects that she had, she just learned those with tremendous ease. But there was one subject that she struggled with mightily, and that was math. And this particular school did not go through, okay, we've got to get through this amount of information and in a certain period of time, and if you get it, great. If not, oh, well. This school, you could not go on to the next lesson until you had demonstrated proficiency at the previous fundamental level. And so... this girl had achieved all of her marks. She was very studious, very diligent about applying herself to the word or to studying her subjects. But this one class was just beating her up. And so I tried everything. You know, I had my lectures that I gave to her. I would be there working with her on her assignment. I thought of every creative way that I could imagine. This was a math subject, and math happens to be one of those things that I really, really did well at school. And so I was trying everything. My ego was not involved. So once I failed to communicate, because I was teaching the information, I was communicating the information, but she wasn't understanding. And so I had people her age that had already passed that. I had them try and help her, and she still didn't get it. Her mother was a teacher, and so I talked to her mother and her mother tried to help her get it, and she just didn't understand. I tried the it wasn't an administrative thing. I brought in the principal and said, hey, you know, can you try helping her? And she just did not understand. And one day, after literally weeks and weeks of failure, God gave me something to say. I don't even remember what it was that I said, but all of a sudden, she understood. After weeks and weeks and weeks, all of a sudden, she understood. And I'm old enough to remember, you know, the Ford commercials, another bright idea from Ford and the light bulb that goes off. And that day, I saw the light bulb of understanding go off over this young lady's head. And because she understood where she had experienced failure in the past, now she experienced tremendous success. And it was all because she came to understanding. And so pray, teach me your statutes, but then say, God, do whatever's necessary. Help me to understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. And so that's what happens as you and I begin to understand. We begin to ponder them. We begin to treasure them up in our heart. This meditation that is talked about in Psalm 119 is not the same type of meditation that is taught in Eastern mysticism or transcendental meditation, where they get you to try and empty your mind of all thoughts and you just come to a place of mindlessness. That's not what this is. This is actually proactive. This is saying, okay, I am going to flush my mind of all of the negative things that I am thinking about, and I am going to meditate. I'm going to fill my mind up with the wonderful works of God. If you start reading about the testimonies of things that God has done, if you start reading about miracles and people being healed from sickness and disease, if you start reading about financial provision and things like that, and you start feasting on the Word of God, all of a sudden faith is going to arise in your heart. How can I say that with authority? Because the Word of God says that. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so this thinking, this pondering, this meditating on the wonderful works of God, the nature of God, all of that is very, very helpful in renewing our mind in Christ Jesus. It makes us stronger in our mind, our will, and our emotions. In verse number 28, it says, my soul melts from heaviness. My soul melts from heaviness. And that is one of the strategies that the enemy will use to try and get us weak, that where we just feel like we are carrying around a load of care that is more than we can bear. And so that's why in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, lay aside the weight and the sin which so easily besets us. Right now, especially with my wife away, I'm working diligently to shed some of the weight that I have been carrying around, because it's unhealthy. And I will tell you what happened. There were two things that happened. One happened about a year or so ago, and one happened here recently. I was making a hospital visitation run. I was visiting someone in one of the local hospitals, and I saw a person that came in, and and they were having physical complications, and I saw their condition as they were laying there on the cart, and I said, God, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to be I don't want to be the cause of some of my own physical ramifications. And so there was a change in mindset that happened, and I realized that getting into shape was a mission that God had for me, that I should care for this temple of the Holy Spirit, not just spiritually, but also physically. And so that set me out. And so I realized that I needed to look at every meal as if I was on a mission. And so I began to see some progress and began to see some headway being made on that. And then I told you this story recently. I was in Lakeland at a conference. So I'm 90 miles away from my house. I wasn't teaching at the conference this year due to my very busy calendar that I had. And so I was at a Golden Corral restaurant with a group from our church. And there was a person who had sat in my class a year ago when I talked about mission. And he looked at me, and I recognized him as being a pastor, but I couldn't tell you his name. But he remembered not only who I was, but he remembered what I taught. And he called me out in the middle of a Golden Corral restaurant because of the dessert that I was carrying around. And he said, is that on your mission to lose weight? And I was like, oh, my goodness. It kickstarted my drive once again. It got me out of intermission mode and got me back on task. And so today, if you feel like your mind has been weighed down, you know, there may be people, and people have told you that your mind has snapped, or that you're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Maybe you just have a lack of will or a lack of ambition. Maybe people have said, that you've had a nervous breakdown. Let me tell you, you don't have to have those things. God can heal your mind. He can heal your will. He can heal you of your emotional scars. I remember several years ago, it was almost a decade ago, and I had so many things that were going on in my life, and I ran across an article, and it talked about all of these things, and it gave point values to them, and it said, if you had this happen or this happen or this happen, and there was a certain threshold, and they said, at certain point in time, it is almost guaranteed that you are going to have a nervous breakdown if you have accrued this many points of these things. Well, when we looked at the list, we had far surpassed that threshold, my wife and I. We had had crises in the family health-wise. We had had deaths in the family and things like that. And so as far as the numerical value, they said, you're entitled to a nervous breakdown. Here's your coupon for a nervous breakdown. We said, you know what? Thank God for his mercy, because people are looking at us and saying, you know, because of all that you've gone through, you should be having a nervous breakdown. But God did not allow our soul to melt from the heaviness of all of the things that we had gone through. And instead, he brought healing. He brought healing. It goes on and it says, God, strengthen me according to your word. Strengthen me according to your word. And so I encourage you today that if you are carrying around a lot of emotional baggage, my wife, I took her to the airport the other day. She's returned now. But whenever you go on a flight, they have a baggage check-in area. And today I would like this broadcast to be your emotional baggage check-in area. Only instead of picking it up when you've arrived at your destination, I want to encourage you to cast that care upon Jesus, because he cares for you. Today, you do not have to melt from the heaviness of sorrow, the heaviness of depression or disappointment. You may have seen horrible things. For any of our military personnel that may be listening, and you may have seen horrific things, allow God to bring healing to your mind. Allow God to bring healing to your mind. One of the men from our church is a Vietnam veteran, and he had experienced a lot of things. But Jesus has healed his mind, and he doesn't suffer from things that a lot of other people have suffered from, even though he saw things that were much, you know, they were horrific. He wasn't, you know, far away from the front lines. He was the front line. And so today God has brought healing. So today, do not allow your soul to cling to the dust. Do not allow your soul to melt from the heaviness. But the last part of this passage here says, strengthen me according to your word. When I go to the word of God, I'm doing it not out of religious ritual, but I'm going to it because the word is quick and powerful, like we talked about on Friday. It is able to touch my body, my soul, my spirit, my heart. It's able to touch my thought life. And so what I realize is that when I feast on the word of God, I am going to become stronger than I was before. God imparts strength. That's why I love to go to the house of God. And believe it or not, I love to go to church even when I'm not preaching. I'm not even my favorite preacher. I love to hear certain people preach, and you know, because what happens is as they're preaching, the God of heaven comes down, and there is strength that is there. And so I encourage you today, do not let the enemy keep you weak and steal from you the strength that God has for you by keeping you out of the house of God. And so we're always thankful for the visitors that we have that come and join us at Merit Assembly of God. But if our church isn't the place that God has called you, find the church that God has called you to. Be a part of there. Get in there. Feast on the Word of God and allow the Word of God to make you stronger than you ever were before. The Word of God will strengthen you and make you more than an overcomer. So let's close in prayer today. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that every person that is listening, God, if there are things that they haven't understood from your word, God, I pray today that you would teach them your ways and your statutes. God, that you would help us to understand. Lord, whatever stumbling block is in our way, would you remove that so we can understand and apply your word? Help us to think on your wonderful works. God, for anybody dealing with emotional problems or post-traumatic stress disorder or having a nervous breakdown today, God, I pray that your word would penetrate their world right now and give to them strength in Jesus' name. I want to send you out today with this. You are more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without it. Speechless, and And I so long to sing you the song you deserve.